The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Night to 9.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and a very beautiful good afternoon to you. Welcome to The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. It's a very beautiful Monday afternoon. Wherever you are listening in from, I'm hoping that you're safe and you're ready for radio. The sun rises here. And we're 99.3 Nigeria Info. So we call this one The Sunny Side, Mondays through Thursdays, 12 to 3 p.m. All right. Real quick, first things first, get a pen and a paper. All right. Some of the introductions I want to share with you today. Well, I think today's introduction would take a while. I'm referring to quite a number of different things. If you're wondering, what am I intending to talk about? Let me hit you with it. COVID-19. All right. Nothing I say to you should be taken for what it is. In fact, if you know me on The Sunny Side, I always tell you, don't take what I say. You should be able to verify a story for yourself, verify a report, all right? So there is something that is happening. Over the weekend, a group in Abuja had a protest where they wanted the federal government to ban Facebook. In their opinion, Facebook was infringing in our, you know, national lives. They had no business with that, but, you know, they have this thing where they kind of regulate information that a person consumes. I had made this complaint before. Now, my complaint is not one for the, you know, I'm not moving for the ban of Facebook. I want to share with you something else around COVID-19 and the regulation or the regulating of information and what they think you should know and not know. I remember I did share with you, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, a video that made its way to social media. I got the video a day or less than 24 hours after it was released. I noticed that when I post a video on social media, I deleted and posted, Instagram kept telling me that it's been flagged as false news or fake news. And I wondered, well, it's just information. People can just know it for what it is, choose to work with it or ignore it. But pretty much they would not necessarily allow viewing of that particular picture. And I did tell you that, look, it looks as though Facebook is, or Instagram is regulating the information that you should consume. All right. I'm going to go off on a break. When I come back, make sure you have your pen and your paper. I want to highlight some things. You read on those things and see what you can extract from it. When we come back, COVID-19 on The Sunny Side, first hour. Night to 9.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to The Sunny Side. I wanted to talk about the kidnap in Kaduna. Well, I had to choose between that and the developing reality around our lives as far as COVID-19 goes. So I chose instead to, you know, talk on COVID-19, all right? So make sure you have your pen and paper already. Take nothing that I say for it. But I want to show you something. I have asked you here to go download the Rockefeller document titled Lockstep 2010. Lockstep Rockefeller 2010. So get your paper. So I want to share with you quite a number of things out of that document. All of this is going to bring us down to something very critical. So you have to please allow me a number of, I'm going to spend a little bit of time with the introduction, so please bear with me if you have your pen. So Rockefeller, this is page 9. They speak about scenarios. Now, I cannot read everything in your hearing. This is why I do endear you to download it and read for yourself, all right? Okay. And I quote, "The goal of this project was not to affirm what is already known and knowable about what is happening right now at the intersections of technology and development. Rather, it was to explore the many ways in which technology and development can co-evolve, could both push and inhibit each other in the future, and then to begin to examine what these possible alternative parts may imply in the world's poor and vulnerable population." So basically, the entire Lockstep document is positioned as a document that is creating futuristic scenarios. They don't say that this is an actuality to be expected. They say, well, this is a scenario with a possibility that it can occur, may occur, given the trend of things. All right? Okay. So I'm going to go to page 10. Why technology? Technology was chosen as the focal point of this project because of its potential transformative role, both in positive and negative ways, in addressing a wide range of development challenges from climate change, healthcare, agriculture, housing, transportation, and education. All right, so I'm going to move past that. There's a lot more literature to that. Please download it and read for yourself. We might, how might, no, that's a question. So I want to go to the scenario framework. This is on page 13. Scenario framework. They say, should I read this one for you or leave it for you? Because kind of rather, it's a little detailed. So basically, in summary, what this is, they had a meeting where they felt, well, you see, in the future, something can happen. So let's create a scenario. Yeah. A good starting point of any set of scenarios is to understand those driving forces that we can be reasonably certain will shape the world we are describing. Let me bring that back. A good starting point of any set of scenarios is to understand those driving forces that we can be reasonably certain will shape the world we're describing. Also known are predetermined elements, for example, geopolitical certainties. They refer to China, India, and developing nations around the world. So I'm just going to go because I really want to get to page 18. Uncertainties refer to both the amount of economic integration, flow of goods, capital, people, ideas, as well as extent to which enduring and effective political structure enabled the world to deal with many of the global challenges it faces. There's a lot more literature to that. I'm going to honestly ask that you download it, read it. So I want to highlight some bullet points here. And this is on page 16. Lockstep. One bullet point, I quote, a world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited, innovative, and growing citizen pushback. T-shirt. All right. Then another bullet point, clever together, a world in which highly coordinated and successful strategies emerge from addressing both urgent and entrenched worldwide issues. Hack attack. An economically unsustainable and shock-prone world in which governments become weakened, criminals thrive, and dangerous innovations emerge. Please download this. We're going to make a couple of references. Get your pen, get your paper. Don't take my word for it. These are just references. And I think it's necessary so that you can understand the final question when I pose it to you. Well, let me just pose a question right now, then you can think about it while I'm bringing all of this your way. It's whether you think, now it's a very tricky one because people make, you know, a living off of social media. I want to know whether if you consider what I'm about to present to you, would you support, say, for example, either the regulation or the ban of social media, the use of social media? This would be another kind of North Korea if you say that social media gets banned. But when we say regulate it, whose report would you believe? Yeah? Okay. We're going to get to that in a minute. I want to share with you what is... Let me just go straight on to page 18. All right. Scenario narratives. Page 18. Rockefeller Foundation lockstep. And I quote, in 2012, the pandemic that the world had been anticipating for years finally hits. Unlike 2009 H1N1, this new influenza strain originating from wild geese was extremely virulent and deadly. Even the most pandemic prepared nations were quickly overwhelmed when the virus struck around the world, infecting nearly 20% of the global population, killing 8 million in just 7 months. I'm taking a pause because I want to quickly tell you that this lockstep document was published or at least the meeting, and of course the eventual publication of this was in 2010. This is 2021. Yeah, 2010. Coronavirus was 20. Nigeria registered her first case in 2020. All right, get a pen, get a paper. I'm going to continue. They say the majority of the people who died are healthy young adults. The pandemic also had a deadly effect on economies. Intentionally, international mobility of both people and goods was kind of brought to a halt. Debilitating industries like tourism and breaking global supply chains. Even locally, normally bustling shops and offices had to sit empty for months, devoid of both employees and customers. I'm on page 18. Remember that this is in 2010 and they are projecting a possible scenario for the future. This is 2021. This is a document that, with pinpoint accuracy, kind of describes a situation where COVID could be... No, they didn't call it COVID. They just said a pandemic. Yeah? Okay. So I'm going to read you another part and then... Is this other part? Because I need to go to other things. Pandemic. Well, they say... Well, hold on. They say the pandemic blanketed the planet. Though disproportionate numbers died in Africa, Southeast Asia, Central America, where the virus spread like wildfire in the absence of officials' containment protocols. All right. Let me stop here. Download this document. Let me even tell you something I thought was going to be very terrible in the next future. I think the next generation would not even read at all. I just have that concern that the next generation would not read at all. All right. So over the weekend, I came by a publication. A Spanish research team were able to find. They find a vial and took that vial in for research. Now, this particular science, or say group of researchers, are made up of a think tank known as La Quinta Columna. La Quinta Columna. You can Google that. So this research group, you know, made up of, you know, thinkers in Spain, they're the ones who had enough courage to get a vial of vaccination and send it in for analysis to a renowned Spanish university. And now they're compiling and officializing the results in a report that promises to be more conclusive than the preliminary one prepared last week. All right. So I'm going to refer you to two websites, orwellcity.com and europereloaded.com. Now, I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm saying, well, this is in the news by way of information, so I'm hoping you can do something with that. Now, there's a video on social media. I don't know whether you might have stumbled on it. A Spanish biostatistician and a doctor presents evidence that graphene nanoparticles are in the vaccine. However, as far as we can tell, they don't indicate which vaccine the sample had been drawn from. All right, so it can be any of the ones that you have heard. Personally, the video that I posted, which, you know, Instagram kind of flagged, was the video of an individual who, after he had taken his second dose, would go in front of a smart TV, and the TV would require a Bluetooth connectivity. All right? Okay, now if you Google that, well, people have said, well, it's not possible that that happens. Of course it's not possible. And I'm not saying that it is possible. I'm just presenting information. I want you to weigh and decide what your options should be. In fact, according to the statistician, he's saying in Spain, they say when you eat a burger, you eat not just a burger, you eat every ingredient in the burger when you eat a burger. He said, shouldn't we know what the vaccines contain while we're trying to make a decision about that? All right, so I'm going to let that lie here. I think it's necessary that you do your own research and maybe go to orwellcity.com because they have printed images from their tests. So there's no way I can verbally represent their position or their findings without you seeing a picture. So I'm going to ask that you check out the pictures and see what you find and then, you know, eventually make these decisions for yourself. They share some of the many photographs of the analysis that the team of researchers with whom they worked have obtained after subjecting the substance to different techniques to determine each of its component. And this is what they're saying. As promised, they have delivered the result. The results are mind-blowing, and the results, or say the theory of their result, presents the case that there is graphene oxides in vaccine. All right, I have referred you to Lockstep. Okay, now please, pen and paper, please write. If you have internet wherever you are right now, please Google Vaccination Summit. Vaccination Summit, Brussels Summit. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I want you to know that we're doing this real time. Summit. Brussels 2019. Got that? Yeah. You're good like that. So you Google it, you see Global Vaccination Summit was a summit held in Brussels in September 2019. It was held in September. Global Vaccination Summit was held in Brussels, September 2019. America declared... You want to read that for us? Can you do that? Just that. No. Just go back. Just read that one. Yeah, just that. Can you do that? Let me give you a minute. Okay, so America declared... We heard from mainstream news that there was coronavirus in... I think for America, it was like December 2019. Nigeria, February 2020. Then there was a global summit for global vaccination in September. So the summit came before we knew that there was a virus. Just basically put that. All right, so you can read that up for yourself. What else do I think is necessary before I open up the telephone lines? Before I play you an audio. Now, please remember, I want us to just weigh the facts. That's really what this is. It's not, if you've been vaccinated, don't panic, you know? If you're yet to, I'm just saying, well, you need information to make the best decision. That's really all this is, all right? So there's something called neuromodulation. Please pen it down, neuromodulation. I want to quickly share with you what that might mean from Jump. It is the fastest growing area of medicine involving many diverse specialties and impacting hundreds of thousands of patients with numerous disorders worldwide. It is a process of inhibition, stimulation, modification, regulation, or therapeutic alteration of activity electrically or chemically in the central, peripheral, or automatic peripheral or autonomic nervous system. So hold on, I need to go to... I told you about human augmentation. I want to read with you the disclaimer. Please hold on a second. Just too many references. That's why I told you to get a pen. I'll open up the telephone lines in a minute. So I told you about a publication. Apparently, there is a disclaimer for that publication. But as many things that we have seen in life with a disclaimer... Was it 2015? I was watching it. It was CNN. And there was this particular scene where a Japanese guy, please Google founder of cryptocurrency. They were following this guy. The press was following this guy up. And, you know, they wanted to find out why and how he was able to create cryptocurrency. And the guy said, well, I'm not the creator of cryptocurrency. Nakamoto. His name is Satoshi Nakamoto. He says he's not the creator of cryptocurrency, and he chose not to give an interview. Well, years after that, the world has moved on to cryptocurrency trade, but even more interestingly, banks around the world are thinking of creating cryptocurrency. For example, the Bank of England is thinking of creating. In fact, the first time I heard about the Bank of England thinking about creating their own cryptocurrency was in 2016. So it did appear for me, I think, that maybe this, you know, Nakamoto guy was just a face, someone that, you know how it is where you don't want somebody to know the origin of something? Yeah. And then you just create a story around it, something like that. Yeah. But the guy does deny. He says, well, I'm not the one who created this. All right, good. So I want to quickly go to... I told you about a document 2 weeks ago, Human Augmentation. You know, this is in collaboration with the UK. Now, the UK government says this is not with... In fact, don't take my word. Let me just read from the paper for you. This content, or the content of this publication, does not represent the official policy or strategy of the UK government or that of the UK Ministry of Defence. Furthermore, the analysis and findings do not represent the official policy or strategy of the countries contributing in the project. All right. So now let's see whether we're able to find the countries that contribute to the project. This strategic implication project is a bilateral cooperation between Bundeswehr Office of Defense and Planning in Germany and the UK Ministry of Defense, Defense and Development, Concepts and Doctrine Center, supported by Swedish Defense Research Agency, the Finnish Defense Research Agency, the UK Defense Science and Technology Laboratory. Who else again can I find here? All right, at least we've been able to number quite a number of people, yeah? Remember, it is titled Human Augmentation. All right. I want to go to the executive summary. The ability to enhance one's physical, psychological, or social capacity has been a source of power throughout history. This is also something you would find if you download the Rockefeller Lockstep 2010 document, all right? So, and I quote, I'm going back to the quotation of that. The ability to enhance one's physical, psychological, or social ability has been a source of power throughout history. The warfare is the epitome of this dynamic. The paradox of war is that humans are central to its conducts, but are also the weakest link. We want war fighters, whether they be cyber specialists, drone pilots, or infantry soldiers, to be stronger, faster, more intelligent, more resilient, and more mobile to overcome the environment and the diversity. We have designed increasingly complex technologies to enhance survivability and mobility. As technology has become more sophisticated, our thinking has become more focused on the machine rather than the person. But this needs to change if we want to be effective in the future. I cannot read everything for you. I'm going to ask you to please download it. Now, when you go to the Rockefeller document, Lockstep, they also say pretty much about the same thing I have just shared with you, but they tell you that they welcome your imagination to a future. In fact, let me even put it in their words. They say, we are engaging your imagination. It is our hope that these scenarios help inspire the same future orientation in other initiatives that are broadly concerned with technology and international development. So basically put, you might not be ready for this, but hold on. Have I shared with you? Please wait. Okay. So you remember Chris Oyakhilome was on television and he kind of gave a theory about 5G and what have you. 5G and, you know, that Chris Oyakhilome just that year? Well, last year. Or early this year. Good. He said, you know, 5G, blah, blah. Then he got fined by the UK government for giving, you know, fake news. So I think I want to ask you, how do you determine what is fake and what isn't? If it comes from me, do you say, well, if it comes from Joyce, then it's fake news? Or do you say, well, if it comes from Joyce, then it's not fake news? Or do you say, well, if it comes from the government, it's not fake news? Well, if it comes from the government, it's authentic news. Like, you know, how do you choose? Because it would appear that there is never in the history of man has there been such force around information to regulate information. Like, up until, what, last year? Fake news wasn't quite a thing. You didn't have that social presence. And there's always been fake news. It's just, you know, there just appears to be this thing where, you know, it has to be regulated. Now, if you go to Google and Google, if you go under your Google search and you Google graphene oxide in vaccines, the first thing that pops would be a fact checker. So let's try that. Graphene oxide. Graphene oxide in vaccines. Hold on, I'm going to try to explain to you what graphene oxide is. I'm going to play you a video. The first one is a fact checker by PolitiFact. PolitiFact said that a staff or a member of Pfizer did admit that even though graphene oxide is used in vaccine, their own vaccine does not have graphene oxide. Please, you can Google that. That pretty much. So the fact checkers have been able to, adjust to that reality. They basically just say, hold on, let me go to healthfeedback.org. They say there is no conclusive evidence that Pfizer biotech COVID-19 vaccine contains graphene oxide. And, that's what, if they say they don't have it, then they don't have it. But they do admit that, graphene oxide has been used and is used in vaccines. All right. So I'm going to play you an audio of what graphene oxide is by the guys who created it. At least they're credited with the creation of that at Rice University. So please give me a minute. Rice University, graphene oxide. And you can please read it. That's the thing. You must read it yourself now. You must read it yourself because otherwise you don't know. And the problem is not knowing. And I think I have to tell you, I've told you that many times. The problem is, you don't know. So let's see. Graphene oxide. Take that down, please.
We've been able to make graphene on many different substrates. Previously, we could only make graphene on materials that were like polyimide, a particular type of polymer. But now what we found is by tuning the laser a little bit differently and defocusing the laser.
Really? I'm having a little problem here with my internet connectivity from off my phone, so I'm going to play it for you off of a computer. So if you give me a minute, I'll just get around that and present it to you. So please write it down. Don't take my word for it. Rice University. Yeah. Please don't take my word for it. By the way, then I want to tell you that someone got funding for research on graphene oxide. So basically what this is, graphene oxide is the interface. Go to videos. The interface between the human and the machine. That's what graphene oxide is. Videos. Are you on videos? Come down. Mm-mm.
Different substrates. Previously, we could only make graphene on materials that were like polyimide, a particular type of polymer. But now what we found is by tuning the laser a little bit differently and defocusing the laser, which first carbonizes the material, and then we take the carbonized material and convert it into graphene. So what you see here is you don't see ink. This is not ink. This is not the addition of ink to a material. This is taking the material itself, the wood itself, and converting it into graphene. And the laser allows us to write it into any pattern that we wish. This is on a piece of wood, or we can do it even on foods, like this is a potato. So remember what graphene is. It's these single atomic thick sheets of graphite, and now we take these and we put a few of them on top of each other as we convert the material itself, a piece of bread, and so you can convert the carbohydrates that are within bread to graphene. Or we can do it on a coconut, so you can take a coconut and convert that into graphene. Now, why would we want to have something like this? This is all conductive, and so it can conduct electricity. So what we can do now is we can make electronics embedded within fabrics and make electronics embedded within wood.
So right now we're going to be lacing a cardboard box here, and the significance of being able to put electronic traces on cardboard box.
Hold on a second. Did you hear that? Electronics within fabrics. In food.
Is that it has a lot of potential commercial significance in being able to write RFID tags directly on boxes, so you can either tell where it's been, or you can put a sensor on the box and see what kind of conditions it's been exposed to. Currently, people are using RFID tags that have been manufactured and they attach them to the boxes, but being able to directly convert a box would be really valuable.
Why would one want edible electronics? Well, first of all, let me start with, very often we don't see the advantage of something early on, but when we make it available, people start seeing the real advantage. So can you even have electronics embedded on food and then say use this as a heat circuit to heat the food more easily? If there's say an RFID tag written onto this potato, where has it been? How long has it been stored? What's its country of origin and its city of origin? And what path did it go to get to your table?
We're going to go off on a break. When we come back, I'm going to put the last 1 minute on play, just so you hear it again. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. We'll be right back.
News and sports after this.
RFID tags that have been manufactured and they attach them to the boxes, but being able to directly convert a box would be really valuable.
Why would one want edible electronics? Well, first of all, let me start with, very often we don't see the advantage of something early on, but when we make it available, people start seeing the real advantage. So can you even have electronics embedded on food and then say use this as a heat circuit to heat the food more easily? If there's say an RFID tag written onto this potato, where has it been? How long has it been stored? What's its country of origin and its city of origin? And what path did it go to get to your table? All that can be embedded not on a separate tag that's placed on the food, but directly on the food itself. And these can also have sensors that would detect E. coli, sensors that would detect microorganisms that you might not want. They could immediately light up and give you a signal that you don't want to eat this. So being able to barcode food, in a sense, could have real advantages.
Okay, so with graphene oxide on materials, whether it's human or anything, you could, for example, the latter part of this particular summary from Rice University, they say, well, you can warm the food, but the food can also give you information as to where did the food come from? How old does he have E. coli? Like practically it's, so do you understand it? So graphene is an interface with computer. So there's you and you need to speak to the computer and the computer needs to speak back. And right in the middle is graphene. And so there has to be a link between the computer and you, and graphene is the thing. All right. So remember now that the Spanish researchers are saying, well, they found graphene oxide. But fact checkers on the internet have said, well, there is no conclusive evidence to suggest that. A Pfizer spokesperson has said, well, graphene oxide is used in, oh, by the way, I did find a particular research work finding out whether graphene oxide can be injected into the body. Here's the first paragraph. Current studies have revealed that immune effects of graphene oxides have been utilized in vaccines, and they're used as carriers and adjuvants. However, graphene oxide easily induces strong oxidative stress and inflammatory reaction at the site of injection. So you can make, well, you should read more on that. I'm just saying that, yes, graphene oxide have been used in vaccine. Now, when you follow through on your research on graphene oxide, it tells you about something called neuromodulation. So with graphene oxide, you can, you know, modulate something. Remember that what neuromodulation is impacting, is the fastest growing area of medicine today. And it's the process of inhibiting, stimulating. So you can stimulate someone if they have graphene within them, even as the research, which I just played for you, attests to. Modification, regulation, therapeutic alteration of activities electrically or chemically in the central peripheral or autonomic nervous system. It is a science of how electrical, chemical, mechanical interventions can modulate the nervous system function in the human body. All right, kind of too much information, but I told you to get a pen. We're off on a break. When we come back, I'll play you an audio and then open up the telephone lines. On the sunny side, welcome to Nigeria Info. Welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. If you have just tuned in, well, I'm kind of sharing with you pockets of information regarding our reality as far as it goes. So I did ask that you get a pen and a paper. The last point I made before the break was on neuromodulation. And the only way that is possible is through... Well, it's not the only way, but at least what has been established is that graphene oxide is a means by which you can achieve neuromodulation, which is the modulation, stimulation, inhibition, regulation, alteration of the central peripheral and the autonomic nervous system, all right? The science, it is the science of how electrical, chemical, mechanical interventions can modulate the human nervous system. All right, so here we are trying to pretty much make sense of graphene oxide. So please, graphene, G-R-A-F-H-E-N-E, oxide, O-X-I-D-E. Please read on that. Okay, I want to share with you a doctor's position. And, oh, by the way, the researchers from Spain did say that they're not, you know, anti-vaccine. No, they just say that based on their research, what they've... In fact, let me even... Did I put it here? Yeah. His name is Ricardo Delgado. He says, first of all, we're not saying that we are anti-vaccine. The problem is that this is not a vaccine. This is a dose of graphene to a person. Now, this is not a statement of fact. It is just information. You take it and then, you know, you read on it just so that you are able to make a thorough, comprehensive, you know, decision whether you or wouldn't, you know, get the shot. So here is a doctor.
Peter McCullough, and I'm an internist and cardiologist and academic physician, professor of medicine at Texas A&M College of Medicine on the Baylor Dallas campus. I think this whole pandemic from the beginning was about the vaccine. So I think all roads lead to the vaccine and what it means. There are already places in Southeast Asia and Europe, they're laying the groundwork for a compulsory vaccination. I mean compulsory, that means somebody pins you down to the ground.
Oh, here we go. Come on now. Okay, so, well, he spoke about compulsory vaccination. Well, we haven't, I mean, not quite here. What I have for you by way of news is, I told you 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, Russia did this thing where they were giving out cars. They had a situation where, you're looking at me like you want a car. Yeah, you had a raffle draw where, you know, if you get a vaccine, you enter a poll to win a car. Microsoft is giving out Xboxes to people who get the vaccine. Some states in America are giving out cash incentive to go get vaccine. And then, of course, world leaders have been, been in front of the television, you know, taking the vaccine. And they say, well, let's encourage others to take the vaccine. And then maybe it begs the question, why are you proving to me that I need to stay alive to take the vaccine? And then there is, well, those who have recovered from it, do they really need it? I wish I could play you this audio. It's 16 minutes long. I didn't intend to play you the entire 16 minutes position of this doctor. And it's not truth. It's just the other side of the debate. Okay? Well, do I have something from you? Is it where I can continue from there? It's not working. So the reason I can't play this from a computer is because the video has been taken off of the internet. So yeah, in case you wonder, some videos get banned and then you can't quite play them. You have no access to them. And then you wonder, so why are you, if there's pornography on the internet, why are you removing information that we usually probably would ignore? I mean, there's pornography on the internet, and we hear maybe the internet is 70% pornography. Why do we have pornography on the internet? But then you remove information. Let's try this one. Let's see. Hopefully I'm lucky.
Pay for it. It's all provided.
Wait.
Chief of Medicine, okay. On the Baylor Dallas campus. I think this whole pandemic from the beginning was about the vaccine. So I think all roads lead to the vaccine. And what it means, there are already places in Southeast Asia and Europe, they're laying the groundwork for a compulsory vaccination. I mean compulsory, that means somebody pins you down to the ground and puts a needle in you. That's how bad stakeholders want vaccination. Listen, it's not of cost, you don't have to pay for it, it's all provided. There are people or stakeholders, they do want a needle in every arm. This needle in every arm is a very important moniker. Why? Why do you want a needle in an arm? Let's take COVID recovered. Can't get the virus, can't receive it. It has nothing to do. Why would they ever want a needle in the arm of a COVID recovered patient? Why? Three studies show higher safety events. See, the tension that Americans are feeling right now as they're trying to keep their jobs and go to work is they know they can die of the vaccine. That's the problem. If the vaccine was like water, and you just got it, no side effects, who wouldn't take it? Say, hell, I'll comply. They got my social security number anyway in a database. I'm already marked. I'll just get marked. But no, there's something very unique about this vaccine. It's something about injecting something into a body that is so important to stakeholders that it doesn't matter. Kids 12 years old told they can make their own decision on this, and it could be their fatal decision. Think about that. North Carolina just passed that. Oh, kids 12 years old can decide on their own. There are over 4,000 dead Americans. There's over 10,000 dead people in Europe that die on days 1, 2, and 3 after the vaccine. Why are we pushing this in a way where people's jobs and their education and their livelihood decide on a decision that's potentially fatal? The tension, you can cut it with a knife. There are parents that say, listen, I want my kid to go to college this year, but I don't want to lose him to the vaccine. They know what's going on. The internet is full of these cases. Blood clots, strokes, immediate death. Now, I'm fortunate. I have not directly lost a patient to the vaccine. I told you, most got vaccinated in December, January, February. Based on the safety data now, I can no longer recommend it. I can't recommend it. It's passed all the thresholds to being a safe product. It's not a safe product. None of them are. It's not just Johnson & Johnson. In fact, more of the safety events in the United States have occurred with Moderna and Pfizer. There are now papers written by prominent scientists calling for a worldwide halt in the program. There are prominent virologists, many of them, including Nobel Prize winners, who have said, listen, if we vaccinate people and we create a very narrow, incomplete library of immunity, which is what the vaccine is, the vaccines are all targeted to the original Wuhan spike protein, which is long gone. That's extinct. Patients are getting vaccinated to something that doesn't even exist anymore. That Wuhan spike protein is gone. We're hoping the immunity covers the other variants. But that narrow immunity is a setup. It's just like giving everybody a narrow spectrum antibiotic. If you did that, what would happen? We'd grow up superbugs. There are warnings out there saying, don't do this. Don't vaccinate the entire world. All we're going to do is set ourselves up for a superbug that's going to really wipe out populations. So for many reasons, the vaccine, indiscriminate vaccination, is a horrendous idea. It's a horrendous bioweapon that's been thrust onto the public. And it's going to cause great personal harm, which it already has. Thousands of people have lost their lives. I've never lost a direct patient, but I've had my patients lose their family members, lots of them. I filled out a safety report on a patient who developed blood clots after one of the Pfizer Moderna vaccine. And I'm telling you, it took half an hour to do it. There was many pages, and each page said, warning, federal offense, punishable by severe fines and penalties if I falsified a report. All those thousands of Americans that have died with the vaccine and hospitalizations in the database, I think are real. And they are far beyond anything we've ever seen. And as a doctor and as a public citizen, I am extraordinarily concerned about the vaccine. The vaccine center right down the street here is empty. I drive past it every day. Americans know. They're talking to each other. The vaccine's not safe. And now the effort is the vaccine stakeholders want kids without parental guidance, and now they want to be in the church. Americans and people worldwide should be extraordinarily alarmed.
All right, it's a 16-minute video. I can't quite play you everything, so I'm going to try to post it on my page, I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. And there was something he... Well, yeah. So by way of updates, there's a new variant, a COVID-19 variant. It's called Delta. So there's a new variant now. And remember, by the time the world, you know, pretty much got the information that, you know, we have vaccines now, we had quite a number of variants. We didn't have the Delta back then. Remember, not too long ago, the UK kind of said they had their South African variant. Yeah, was it? Yeah, the South African one. They said was pretty much even more deadlier. Okay, so these are just some of the things I want to refer you to, and I'm going to ask that you try. And if you don't understand it, it's honestly understandable. You might need to watch the videos, particularly for the graphene. Yeah, you need to watch the video on Oxide to understand how the technology works. But just basically, it is the interface between the human and the computer. Yeah, and that's where we're going. Now, remember, I did tell you that some countries pretty much working to help the world understand the possible unification of what is to come, which is the future. And they say they tag it human augmentation, the dawn of a new era. So that's another angle. Don't take my word for it. Just go check it out yourself. But then the problem is when you don't check it out, then you don't know what to believe. I'm going to open up the telephone lines now because I think I've given you like just too much information. Now, all of this, I want to link it to Facebook. Here on Facebook, over the weekend, a group of men who I don't know how they got rather upset. Maybe if they're not paid, then we might need to consider their argument. You know, like, because usually when you see people like that, you're thinking, well, were you paid to get mad and show up on the streets? And what is this about? You know, pardon me, I'm trying to really look for that video, but unfortunately, my connection is rather poor. Okay, but I saw it. Now, what this is if you hear, if someone publishes something, for example, if a Spanish research team publishes something and puts it on the internet, and they say, well, we found graphene oxide in a particular vaccine, and then Facebook says, well, fake news, then you're left there in between limbos because, well, you don't know what to believe. And I'm not necessarily saying that Facebook is right, but wouldn't it be better if you had to make a choice for yourself? Or do you think it's too complex for you to make a choice yourself? So you'd rather have someone make that choice for you. Because what I think we can all agree to would be the possibility that it's as though someone wants to limit your options so that you have no other option than to do what it is they want you to do. You get what I mean? It's like, well, saying we're going to give vaccine passports. You've heard about that? Oh, well, yeah, it's a thing. Yeah, so you get vaccinated. It doesn't quite prevent you from having coming in contact with the virus. But then you can't quite use public utility. In Israel, for example, they say the gyms and the cafes are only for those who have, you know, been vaccinated. So if you're not vaccinated, well, stay at home. No concession is even given to those who have recovered, whose bodies have built immunity. So as well, you must get vaccinated. So it's this gospel of vaccination. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying, well, let's think about it. Here is the question. Do you think Facebook should be, if we say regulated, well, your information will be regulated. There would be no longer what you can refer to as a democracy of information. So you can, maybe on one hand, you're too lazy to think for yourself. So as Facebook is thinking, let's think for you. Don't mind these people. Have you been vaccinated? No? Well, make up your mind. Go get vaccinated. Those Spanish guys, ignore them. They don't have anything to do with their time. And by the way, that report is inconclusive. Just ignore it. But I thought it would be okay if there's nothing to hide, we put all the information out there and then people make, you know, decisions based on that. 0700-993-993-993. You can imagine how I spent my weekend. Exactly. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Yeah, this is Adegoke from Lekki.
Welcome, Goke. I want to ask you, do you think if social media should be banned, given the fact that they regulate information, sometimes the good and the bad ones?
They shouldn't be. Why should they be banned? You can talk of regulation, but banning, that's...
If you say regulation, I mean, if Facebook is going to regulate what you consume, for example, this vaccination situation, what do you say?
We all know the controversies surrounding the COVID-19.
There is no controversy in mainstream reporting. It's been one thing.
There is, because it's just like the Africans who say they are trying to bring in COVID-19 to Africa so that they can kill Africans, reduce the population. That's one of the controversies there, and basically also saying.
So, do you think that's a controversy? You think that's a conspiracy theory? So, have you? I'm going to ask you. So, yes, I'm going to ask you to read the Rockefeller. At least I didn't write it. So, would you try to read the Rockefeller document where they created a scenario for the possibility of a pandemic that wipes out the world? Would you also call that a conspiracy, though? I told you about that.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, but when people speak about it, you say it's a conspiracy. And I'm not necessarily making a case for them. I'm saying you are calling them conspiracy theorists, but there are documents. For example, there was Global Vaccination Summit in 2019, but we had a virus in 2020. Did you write that down?
Yeah, and there are instances of other viruses that have come to play over the years. You know, that also there were also conspiracy theorists there back then. So coming up at this time, you wouldn't overrule a conspiracy theory too, because people have heinous plans and agendas, you know, selfish plans for themselves.
When you say conspiracy theory, on whose part though?
Is that what?
Conspiracy theory on whose part? The people who are having a tough decision or having a tough time making a decision?
The people who make the decision again. So these people come up with the vaccines, like the controversies surrounding the vaccine now, that some people come up and they said they put an electric bulb and then it lights up. And now you're talking about the graphene oxide,
yeah,
which actually also works with the neural system and the experiments carried out. Those things you read
are conspiracy theories too.
No, in the sense that for those who came up with it, some people said those that put the light bulb through their vaccinated place, they were saying that those people are forming it, they fake it, that it's fake, that the video is doctored, which I don't agree with, based on this graphene oxide right now, the experiment from graphene oxide. So it shows that it's possible to happen, you know, from the graphene oxide.
So how are we going to regulate? What do we then do with people who regulate our information? So do we say, well, if Facebook is going to regulate information, well, let's ban them?
These are all powerful people. And the only people that can actually regulate them is actually countries.
Believe me, you have no idea how happy the government is to regulate Twitter. So
yes,
now,
they
yeah.
To do that.
So,
of course,
would
they
you?
The only ones.
But given the fact that your information is regulated, you don't support your government banning social media. Facebook.
They shouldn't ban it. They shouldn't ban. They can't ban it. They want to create a lot of.
So, how are you going to make your decisions going forward? How are you going to make your decisions?
It's going to be based on my own research and personal conviction.
Okay.
Like for me personally, I've said it that I won't take the vaccine right now. Not for now. Not in 2 years' time or 3 years' time. I will watch out and see what happens to those who already took it.
That's not even fair.
I came up with theories that I read something online too, that after 2 years, those who took the vaccine will start dying. That's also a conspiracy theory. You get it. So for me, to be on the safe side, I won't take it.
Thank you very much for calling.
2 years' time.
Wait for other people to die and then you decide whether you take it.
Yeah.
That's very terrible, but yeah, thank you very much for calling. How are you?
Hello?
Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon, Jay.
Welcome. What's your name?
This is Jay from Avapa. I just want to thank you for the information. And I'm grateful because right now, I will sit down and think about my future. and I would train my kids and give them the right direction, because the world is heading to a way that if you are not a machine, I don't think you will survive. Because one of your show, you say that you log into your computer, it says he asks you whether you are a machine or a human being. I wonder if computer can ask someone that kind of question, here is the world heading to. So I need to be careful.
All
right. Any medicine and any food I'm eating right now. Because right now,
we don't know.
We don't know where we are heading to. So me, I need to be careful of my own self.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. But you must read. Heaven, you must. Hello, welcome. How are you? Hello. Sorry about that. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Yeah, thank you for the information. But you were also speaking partially about Oyagi Lume and the revelation he made.
Yeah, I spoke partially about him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although it was not detailed, but based on what that doctor said, it's equivalent to what Oyagi Lume was pointing out. But irrespective of that, you know, the spiritual control the physical. Irrespective of the spirit they have, we cannot surpass the owner of the world and the owner of your life that created you from his image.
Lady, this is not a spiritual argument. This is a scientific debate.
Yeah, without they being thinking about it, would they have spoken it?
I'm lost.
You have not read it out now.
Yeah.
Speak it to me in the spirit now, because I'm not seeing you. So the one we speak from our mouth is spiritual.
I don't get her.
So the thinking faculty of our head is loaded with spiritual.
Okay.
If you have not thought about that, it wouldn't have come to manifestation as regards to the vaccine.
Wait. If I did not... Are you... Thank you. Because believe me, I was totally lost. One more, we have a break. Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. I hope you wrote that down. Hello, how are you?
Hey, hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name? You have 30 seconds, and I don't know if that's good enough.
Wow. Might not be.
Yeah, so you can call back then, all right? How about that? Off on a break. We'll be right back. You're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce.
With Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info. So please, the document Lockstep, Rockefeller Summit, Lockstep 2010. They simulated the possibility of a time in human history where there would be a pandemic that blanketed the earth. And today, that's our reality. You download that document and please read it. And I'm going to ask that you please read Human Augmentation, The Dawn of a New Era. Hello, welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. The regulation of information. What do you think about that?
What's your name? Joyce, I got lucky. I came back.
Great.
All right, my name is Tayo.
Welcome, Tayo.
Okay, I read something about this. The Forbes actually, you know, discredits this information. Forbes tries to argue the fact that these Spanish scientists, they have no name, or perhaps we say they don't want to subject their information or their data to experimenting. You know, for every scientific theory that we have now, it must have been postulated and go through hypotheses, you know.
Who are you referencing in this argument? Forbes?
Yeah, Forbes, yeah.
So I mean, you think Forbes is credible because they're Forbes, isn't it?
Not necessarily, because, see, before you can, you know, say something is categorically correct, you have to have taken it through scientific experiments, you know.
Well, it was scientific researchers science, who you know. Did that.
They call themselves scientific researchers.
Oh, but they could just be, you know,
exactly,
scoundrels.
One random, you know, scientist anyway.
Okay.
That don't want to really subject their information to test or to go through the process of hypothesis before they now say this is a theory, okay?
To be honest with you, yeah, remember I did say that this is not necessarily truth. But then again, let me see whether I can, you know, flash something before your argument, which is, they say that there is graphene oxide in the vaccine, but there are researchers that say that graphene oxide has been used in vaccination. Did Forbes report on that?
Yes, of course, Pfizer also agrees to the fact that there is graphene oxide.
Oh.
Okay, as I'm not part of the constraint of the vaccine.
No, Pfizer did not agree. They say that they don't use it. They did admit that graphene oxide is used in vaccines, but they did not use it.
Okay, exactly. Now,
exactly.
Do you know that have organic zinc? I can have metallic zinc.
No. I don't want you to confuse people. I think what I want from you is your position. Do you believe that, well, so far, the way the world is going, what the news is telling us is accurate and needs no debate, something like that?
No, of course, we need to subject every news I've heard to debate.
Yeah, but you have just discredited the Spanish group because they're not popular. That's what you said.
Not exactly. Why I have to discredit them is because they don't want to present the data for fact-checking. They don't want to present it for... to go through the normal process of experimenting, you know, with the option of deducing what is fact and what is not.
Okay. So,
you understand?
So
they need to bring their fact for the table, let it go through hypothesis, let's see whether we can formalize into theory.
Okay.
Or they can categorically state that. Okay.
Yeah, remember, nobody is like the poor man. Nobody respects the poor man. So given the position of those scientists, if they're not with the Bilderberg group or, say, with Bill Gates, if they're not with the big boys, nobody's going to hear them. You're lucky you're hearing them because you still have internet. But once information gets regulated, you won't even have the benefit of, quote unquote, fake news. Do you understand? Do you understand what the issue here is now?
Yeah,
because at least now you can talk about the fact that, well, we can disregard the Spanish guys. But then it's... another side of the argument. It's not the big boys who are telling you don't get vaccinated. It's the smaller nobodies that are saying, well, we're not saying don't get vaccinated. We're saying, how about you think about it? Now, if Facebook had to tell us what we had to read, everything we had to believe, then you wouldn't even hear the small guys who still have a little bit of maybe conscience, or maybe they're just up to some mischief and just want to play silly, you know?
Yeah, but okay. But I don't want to even go by what Facebook is saying. Yeah, I just want to go through the standard procedure.
No, unfortunately, there's no standard procedure here. Remember, because procedure is what you're told procedure is.
Mm.
Exactly. What is procedure? That Fauci tells us on TV that, you know, mask is saving the world, but masks have been proven to not save anybody from the from the pandemic, from coming in contact with. Exactly. So what are you saying? I mean, just watch mainstream and everything Fauci is saying. Fauci has documents that leaked that said American taxpayers funded research in Wuhan.
I understand. I understand internet is trying to give voice to everybody. Of course, for everybody to, you know, subject whatever to be here, to fear hearing. But at the same time, I do also want to just say, okay, what the mainstream media is saying, or what the people in authority are saying is basically for the big boys, so to speak. Or it's for those who they want to hear.
Where is your how would you have your information? Facebook regulator, just tell us what to believe. How about that?
Facebook, just tell us what to believe.
Yeah.
My own.
You must choose.
My premonition is that I always want to have an open mind. I try to play this principle of altruism.
Okay. So in the quest for open-mindedness, how about you read the Rockefeller Lockstep? How about that? Don't believe anything. Just open-minded. Just read it. Find out what you find. Read about graphene. Find out what that means. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's like you have to choose your destiny. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you very much, Shadi. We're happy to have you here. Go ahead.
Yes. So I'm not sure if I heard you earlier saying that I think based on the article or site you're reading from, something about burgers and not knowing what the vaccine ingredients, Pfizer vaccine ingredients are.
You're saying five things in one breath. Wait, are you talking about burgers? Or are you talking about vaccines?
No, because you had said something about burgers, you know, that it's good to know
I quoted the Spanish researchers who say that in Spain, they say when you eat a burger, you eat every ingredient that goes into the burger.
Yes. So, and also, every ingredient in the Pfizer vaccine has been listed. And so, you can find it yourself. It's on the FDA website.
I've been there.
Yeah, so now, if they're claiming, and this is just me, if they're claiming.
But the FDA doesn't quite approve it. How about that?
No, they're still, because it's the process of getting, what's it called, vaccine, is you either wait the normal length of time and get the fully authorized, what's it called, approval, or the emergency one, which is what they're all operating under now.
Yeah, which FDA doesn't approve. Yeah?
So in a few months, a year, depending on the process, they should get the full approval. Because right now, all the approvals in the United States, at least, are under emergency. Because that's what the process is, just because of we're in a pandemic.
Yeah.
And they're not following the regular process of, you know, let's wait another 5 years or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
See how they... Yeah, so they're under... And that's why they have that emergency approval process in place for things like this. It's not that they didn't just come up today with it. They have that process there. Like, if we need to give any... And they've given emergency approval to other drugs in the past because it was really needed.
Yeah.
COVID-19 is not the first one to get emergency approval.
So let me ask you, and I'm asking you this just as a, you know, social observer. COVID-19 is reported to have a recovery rate of 95%. This is me just trying to be modest. Is this really an emergency in your view? Personally, personally.
Well, okay, so at first, if you look at it like, okay, you know, most people will recover from COVID-19. But then the reason why it became such a thing is because countries were not handling the death rate. I mean, we cannot say what happened in Italy or UK or even the United States didn't happen or so many other countries.
Yeah.
And that is why it became, because this thing was bouncing from country to country to country. It wasn't staying in one place.
Yeah.
Unlike when the first when the first SARS happened in just Asia.
Yeah.
That was just an epidemic because it stayed in one place.
Yeah.
But it is something that's bouncing from place to place. I think it would be very irresponsible for governments across the world to have pitched into, because the longer this virus stays in the wild,
yeah,
the more it will mutate. And that's why we're having Delta variant.
Yeah.
We're going to have Echo variant or Foxtrot variant or, you know, whatever variant, because the longer it stays in the wild, it's going to mutate.
Sure.
And the longer it mutates, the current vaccines might not be effective.
Yeah.
Might not, because it might be effective because they're still effective up to, I think, the India one, the current vaccine.
Yeah.
So for me, I get people wanting to discredit or coming out with their own theories or saying why, but I feel like I'm not a Facebook.
Do you suppose this is us discrediting, or this is just sampling of report? This is not discrediting.
Okay, so,
this is just a sampling of report. I want to ask you. Okay, you want to say something?
Go ahead. No, I just want to say, if you come out and say, you know, this is what I believe, this is my analysis, and you give out your analysis and let
nobody has said
else.
Nobody has said this is what we believe. We're saying, well,
no, I didn't say believe. I meant like this is what, like when the Spanish researchers.
Okay, right? Good. So let me quickly ask you. This should be very interesting. So A summit was held in Brussels, 2019.
Yes.
September 2019.
Yes.
America declared her vaccination. Well, no, pardon me. Declared that, you know, she had a virus in her country in December 2019.
But do you know what the summit was for in 2019?
So the summit is themed Global Vaccination Summit. Don't take my word. Just Google it.
No. As in, I have. I read on the summit.
Beautiful. Then. So how? Yes, so I want to understand the logicality that there is a summit to vaccinate the world before even the world pretty much understand that there's a global pandemic.
Yeah, but the summit was to vaccinate the world against the rising measles and also for influenza. It wasn't for COVID. So because the world, like, I know, at least I know in the United States, we're having measles.
To vaccinate the world against measles? Is measles such a threat that we needed to vaccinate the world?
If you, depending on where you're from or where you're at, right, there are measles outbreaks. Now, there shouldn't be measles outbreak because there's a vaccine against it. There shouldn't be polio, all those vaccines.
By your argument, you're saying that the summit was to vaccinate against measles. Like, measles, babies...
The summit was to discuss... The summit was to discuss the rising resurgence of measles, to share and tackle misinformation on social media, and also... To talk about worldwide immunization. It wasn't about COVID.
So you're confusing...
You know they had one last year. You know they had one in 2020.
Wait, I'm speaking about the one that happened in 2019.
Yes, 2019. Yes,
tagged Global Vaccination Summit.
Yes.
To vaccinate the world globally.
You should find out what the theme of that global was.
Summit.
No, that's the title. That's the
2019.
What did they talk about? Yeah, what did they talk about?
Good. So what did they talk about? The vaccinating the world against measles.
No, they were talking about the resurgence of measles in the world, and also talking about social media misinformation about.
Do you know that there is no news around the resurgence of measles around the world? What we have around the world is vaccine. Pardon me, is COVID-19. That's what's obvious.
2020. We're talking of 2019.
No, you misunderstand me. Let me run the time slate by you again. Global Vaccination Summit, September 2019.
Yes.
America talks about her own coronavirus situation, December 2019. Nigeria says February 2020.
And I'm telling you that the vaccine for 2019 had nothing at all.
Oh, the summit was this global summit to vaccinate the world, for which was the reason they converged, had nothing to do with vaccination.
No, had nothing to do with COVID-19.
Okay. it's okay because you have no idea how interesting this is. It had nothing to do. But are you looking? So it appears that you're looking. So pardon me, lady. It appears that you're looking for an explicit representation or a statement that says COVID-19.
No,
okay.
If you had told me about the summit in 2020, right? Because they had one there, and they're also going to have one in 2021.
Yeah.
Then I'd have said, okay, the 2020 summit talked about, you know, coronavirus.
Do you know why the 2019 is very pivotal? It was because it spoke about a global vaccination when we knew nothing. Let me tell you, I was in Vancouver at the tech conference. Bill Gates was speaking about a pandemic that could destroy 10 million people. The crowd didn't know what he was talking about. 2015.
Yes. But
good.
We also know that scientists, based on research. No, come on.
No, because when you say that,
you're picking what Bill Gates said. I don't particularly look at what Bill Gates says.
How can you not look at it? No, is it even possible that you don't? It's impossible that you don't.
But let me tell you, this is what I'm saying. I did not pick it and say, oh, Bill Gates said it. And because he said it, I'm going to discount what other scientists have said, because what he said is what other scientists, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
But what he said is what other scientists have, like now, do you know they're talking about in another 2 decades or so?
We'll have another pandemic.
Exactly. And
they've been saying, it's not even going to be 2 decades. So are you saying that it's possible that, you know, Rockefeller can sit down, have a document titled Lockstep, and then they create a scenario where the world is going to have a pandemic and 8 billion youths will die in 7 months. And then in 2020, that's the reality of the world.
The thing that 8 billion youths.
I mean, if you played a game of chance, what is the probability of that?
Probably 20%.
20%? Honey, that's a good deal. But you know what? Look, and thank you, because it's this kind of conversations we need to have to really understand what's happening. And I'm not telling you that anything I say is the truth. I'm just saying, well, this is worth considering. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. I get it. As I said, I hadn't read about the science stuff until you said it today. And I'm always interested in looking at what people are saying outside of what I have read by myself on the research behind the vaccine.
All right.
So it's always interesting to hear it. You know, I just always like to balance everything out because I have spent a lot of time, and I'm not a doctor, I've spent a lot of time looking at all the 8 vaccines currently out in town with different methods made to produce them.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting thing.
Beautiful. But one more thing before you go, and this is by way of you doing your own research. Have you seen what Fox News is doing to Fauci?
Okay, let me just put a disclaimer out there. I don't like Fox News.
Okay.
I watch them with a pinch of salt.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You see, I don't want you to like Fox. I just want you to reference their points. Just hear their, you know, it's like, well, your enemy is saying something. You have an enemy, but your enemy is saying, well, don't go that way. There's a hole in there. And you say, well, because it's my enemy, I'm not going to apply some common sense. No, but we're not supporting Fox. Let's just take what they're saying.
I get what you're saying. I haven't listened to them in maybe 2 days. I don't know what the latest attack on Fauci is.
No, Google it. I can send you a video, honey. I can wear you out with this. But look, you've been wonderful. Thank you very, very much. Please. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I think I might need to even post that video. But it's kind of long, though. So, well, Fox News have pretty much created a kind of timeline where they nail Fauci to the cross. It's impeccable work. But we're going to leave that. But then again, I think it's also because, you know, sometimes, so let's create the possibility in our argument that it's possible that, you know, when things are happening, some things get mixed up. So let's call it a mix up. And that's to give an argument to Fauci. Yeah, a misunderstanding. But maybe the reason this is a little difficult to call a mix up is because some emails leaked and then, Yeah, that's what happened. So it's a little difficult to say, well, it's a mix-up. Because, you know, it's, you can even Google that, where, you know, American taxpayers' money was sent to Wuhan for research. Okay, so that's on one hand. I'm going to speak to you. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
No, good afternoon.
What's your name?
My name is Stanley, calling from Lagos.
Go ahead.
I was just surprised that that lady that called said she doesn't listen to Fox News.
It's okay. It's possible. Some people don't even watch new television at all.
I don't watch...
Some people don't watch TV at all.
I did a lot of comparison when it comes to the news that they give. And
No, this is not even about Fox. That was just a by chat. But, you know, as far as your information...
Because I listen to the news on Facebook every time. You know, Max News, all of those small boys.
Okay. Well, CNN, don't call them MSNBC, small boys.
All those things. Yes. All those small boys. Max News.
Don't you think that's rude?
These, you know, all of those, this thing. And, of course, they, well, you cannot trust, you cannot really guess 100% of what, to a large extent, they tell you the truth.
Okay.
That CNN will never disclose. We will never disclose, even when it comes to Fauci, because if you see the way Fox News nailed Fauci and the leaked news, you will see how, go to CNN and you see how they run around it and say,
you've noticed all of this. Okay,
yes,
let's talk about information right now. Leave Fauci. Yes. Fauci is one of the cast in all of this playing out. Your information. Do you want the regulation of media, given the fact that Facebook is already regulating what you hear and don't hear?
It's confusing.
So do we say, well,
remove
Facebook?
They should regulate.
Okay.
I can also say they should ban. That's the thing. But you see the thing that is going on around Facebook.
I mean, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, because now they're saying, well, if I posted a video, I mean, it could have been entertaining for all we cared, but if Instagram flagged it, well, you can't post that. And I'm like, why can't I?
Because it is against what they want the world to know about. And I feel that for them to have done that is because you just said something or disclosed something that is against all of what has been going on around the world. They just don't want the world to know. But do you want to know?
You know, there's a responsibility with knowing.
Yes.
Do you really want to? Isn't it just easier for them to just tell you, wake up, eat golden rice, and you'll be fine, and you just do what you're told? How about that? That's easy, isn't it? So if I come and tell you, well, don't eat golden rice, eat black rice, or maybe eat the white one at least, then Facebook will say, well, flag it. It has to be golden rice. You get it. So it's what do you want? Can you be accountable for the information you consume? Or do you want Facebook to think for you or Instagram to make your choosing
for you? No, I have to be accountable. I do my work. I do my research. Even the research itself. I think I remember the last time 10 years back or more, then when you were still on FM, you were with what's his name in the evenings, and there's this thing you said that was disclosed on media. You read something and you said later, like 5 years later,
it was taken off.
The information had been edited.
It was taken off. Yeah.
Yes, you said that. You know, when you started talking about this, I just remembered when you said that one night. And you said you checked it later, it was edited. That is what is going on. That is what is gradually. But even now, it is even worse.
That also means that maybe the internet is not the best place to go for accurate information.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you didn't know that? Of course it's not.
It's a good place to go, but you have to go to books.
It's in books. Yes, it's not on the web.
Exactly. Even that is why, I tell you the truth, that is why I don't, anything that has to do even with the biblical, the scriptures on Facebook, I mean, on the internet, when they say upgrade your this, I don't do that. I use the book itself because I know, I just have to some point what might be going on.
So are you saying information should be free, people should choose for themselves, or do we, you know, remove social media?
They should choose for themselves. They should do the work of searching. Before they accept anything, do their search. Find out. Compare. Because the world is crazy right now.
Okay.
Particularly what is going on in the U.S.
So thank you for at least, you know, trying to be responsible for the information you consume. Hello. Good afternoon to you. How are you? This is Nigeria Info.
Oh, Joyce, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Joyce, I feel for you all the explanation you've been giving this morning. Hello, Joy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Do you understand? It's not about me. Do you understand? It's about you.
I know it's about me, but the way you are explaining things, you know, look at the pain, all this explanation you are giving. But for me, oh, Joy, heaven will collapse. It will not collapse on one person alone. So whatever they are trying to do with the social media or Facebook or Facebook, whatever, like you said, is for me to make a choice, right?
Yeah.
But those who went there to protest that they should do this and they...
Well, first of all, let me even rephrase that. You can only make a choice if you have information. If you don't have information, you don't have a choice. You take what you're given.
But how come this would all want us to get that information? They should be left...
Are you looking for it? I'm looking for it. That's why I'm finding it. I mean, I spent my weekend trying to make sense of every... I mean, graphene, for example. I told you about graphene like 2 weeks ago.
Is that not why I'm thanking you?
Don't thank me. I want to. No. Yeah, I get it. I appreciate that you are grateful. Yeah. But do you understand it? So you must read now.
Look,
and nothing I say to you is the truth. To be honest with you, there's nothing I say that's the truth. I'm just bringing for you information that's not, you know, mainstream reported. Uh-huh. That's just it.
Uh-huh. So, like I said earlier on, you see this heaven. If it's going to collapse, it will not collapse on me. Don't want us to know anything about Facebook or don't want us to talk about Facebook.
No, it's you're missing it. Facebook is social media, like the Twitter, Facebook, they're regulating what you consume. They're telling you what you should and should not hear or read or see. Okay. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I think you don't quite understand it just yet. How are you?
I'm very well.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Emmanuel on the road. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Okay, your information, how do you want it? Hot, cold, sieved, modulated, or the truth, banging?
The question is, I think I should rephrase that question now. What is the truth? The truth is how somebody wants you to see something from their
own
perspective.
That's not the truth. No, that's not, no. How I want you to see something is not the truth. The truth is the truth. Whether you see it from me, you see it with a Chinese, you see it with an Indian, the truth is the truth.
Slow down. That was in the 18th century. The truth was the truth. But now, I'm not going into social media.
This
tells
is
its own truth. Okay? Edited version, raw version. I think there was a time you mentioned...
That is a perception. That's not the truth. You're going to confuse me, and I don't want to be confused. There's a perception of the truth, and then there is the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like gold. There's what looks like gold. And then there is what gold is. You don't say if something looks like gold. It's the same logic, my friend. It's the same logic. Costume jewelry and raw material and the real thing is not the same.
As at today, we are saying people are protesting that they should regulate it. They want either the raw truth, as you put it, or for them to be able to decipher any information that they get from it.
Okay.
My position, like the last caller said, read. But even reading...
The last caller said he's waiting for heaven to fall.
The one before that one.
Okay,
I was trying to call.
Okay.
So, even whatever is printed, it's also... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Also from the writer's perspective.
Of course. So, but only, even your decision will come from your perspective.
When we're much younger, when they were teaching us storytelling, you already have your conclusion in mind.
See, there's no conclusion here. I'm asking you how you want to be served. Should Facebook think for you, or would you think for yourself? I don't want you to dance around. It looks as though you are looking for a version. No, the truth is the truth. There's no version to it. There's just the truth.
That's the point.
So do you want Facebook to do it for you?
There is no truth out there. It is a perspective that is put out.
Oh, finally you agreed that so this is a perspective. Then do you want something beyond a perspective? Like, if I come to you and I say, well, get vaccinated, do you want something beyond that? Like, why?
If you prove to me beyond...
I don't need to prove to you. You have a responsibility to yourself. Why will I bother proving to you? Okay, off on a break. Wow, this is hard work.
Let's talk.